the why and its history, a five-year history now coming in April, and also about the campaign that's underway, a very important campaign. And one thing, you know, I've got to say, as with your operation here, people are coming in every two or so minutes. On radio, people are tuning in every two or so minutes, new people joining us all the time. So let me reset the stage here. With us is Executive Director Charity Butch and also the campaign co-chair, Kim McDonald. So, Charity, if we could just one more time quickly go through the importance of the campaign and how that money's put to work.
Absolutely. It's actually... It all goes towards our scholarship fund. So one of the most important things is any amount that is raised by us actually stays within our service areas. So the dollars that are Lorain County dollars stay in Lorain County. And the other big thing is that 100% of it goes directly to the scholarship fund. So there's no overhead, there's no marketing, there's no nothing that sits behind it. It 100% of the donations stay here in Lorain County in our communities.
Pretty good percentage.
Helping
a lot of
so.
People, huh? 100%? That's not too shabby.
For a perfectionist like me, that's pretty good.
Yeah, not it's bad. Kim, you're involved with the campaign co-chair. You've raised X amount of dollars so far, but you've got a bigger goal, I see, too.
Yes, our goal is $67,000, and we're about halfway there.
How much longer does the campaign usually run?
About another month. We like to be able to wrap everything up in a relatively fast pace, just because the biggest thing that we want to be able to do is get out there and let people know who we are and what we're doing. But we really want to be able to say thank you and say thank you really, really well to the people who are donating their money and putting their resources and very precious resources into our organization.
And certainly we've learned tonight there is more than just the so-called swim and gym. There
right.
is a lot
Absolutely.
To what's going on here for people of all ages and abilities.
Absolutely. It's one of the most important things for us is youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. Those are our three areas of focus. So it's the most important for us to be able to create access. Nobody's turned away due to an inability to pay. So our scholarship fund that's exactly what the campaign goes to fund. And it's a sliding scale. You turn in a little bit of financial information, and then you can have access to our really fantastic programming, have access to the facility, and to some of our off-site locations also.
Kim, you're not exactly a politician, but you're on the campaign trail, right? You're stumping for a little, extra donation here. How can people get involved?
I am. You can call the Y itself at 440-934-9622 and just tell the front desk that you would like to make a donation to the Strong Kids campaign. You can also do it online. Just go on the website and click donate now, and it's very easy. You can do it that way as well.
You know, Charity, over the past 2 hours, we've learned about not only what the Y does, I suppose, that that's maybe a little higher profile, but we learned about the diabetes prevention program. We learned about wellness coaches. We learned about the para swim team. Mm-hmm. There is so much here going on, and you're sort of at the top of it all.
I would say not necessarily at the top. I'm kind of at the bottom of it all. just because at the end of the day, I've been out here since before the building was built. Also, just like Vicky. And the biggest thing for me is that I've seen so many people come into the building and have really huge successes. And at the end of the day, it's not about what me or what the Y is able to do, but about the community coming together and saying that we care about youth development, we care about healthy living, and we care about social responsibility. So we're just the ones who are the servants, and it really is a huge privilege. And every day when I walk in, I know that I'm going to have a new challenge, but I really love what I do.
And you're bringing all of that together. We see all of the families coming in. We have for the past couple of hours here. You see that every day.
I absolutely do. And it's an honor to have the opportunity to be in this community. This community really has embraced not only me, but the YMCA with open arms. And I really, really, really try every single day when I walk in the door to do my best, because I know that the people in this community deserve the best.
We had a surge of people come in right around 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't think they were coming to see me necessarily, but what was going on at 6 o'clock?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball is the hot ticket for a lot of the kids. Working out on the fitness floor is the ticket for the adults. And to be honest, we have a special event going on tonight. It's called Parents Night Out. And you pay $25 per kid, and it's 4 hours, and your children get to be babysat. And you get to go on a date with your husband or wife, which makes it really nice because at this point, I'm neither being a good wife nor mom.
Well,
I'm still at work.
We'll cut you loose here in a couple of moments. But we'd like to extend our thank you and our appreciation for you folks having us out. It's been a great day, and great to have you in studio a couple of weeks back.
Thank you so much. We really do. We really appreciate it. I know that Kim has just done such a fantastic job as our campaign chair, and she really has done a great job putting the different pieces of the strategies that sit behind it, and she's the force. So I want to take the opportunity to say thank you, Kim, very much.
And thank you, Craig. We really appreciate working with you. You've made it very easy, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.